wondering how you'll keep up with all those small business procurement targets? You should be. Well, now the General Services Administration has a few new programs to help small businesses get onto its IT Schedule 70 and into agencies' hands faster. The initiative is also designed to help vendors better understand the procurement process. GSA is calling the program the Making It Easier Initiative. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Vendors asked and the General Services Administration listened. GSA is designing a series of new tools to help vendors, specifically startups, do business with government more easily. The goal is to speed up the process and explain it in plain terms to vendors who are trying to enter IT Schedule 70. That process in the past has roughly taken about 110 days. Now it should take about 45. That's thanks to a new fast lane pilot from GSA. Contracting officers will continue to look at new contracts or changes to existing contracts and give vendors feedback. But vendors who apply should be prepared to answer any questions and give more information within 48 hours of the contracting officer's follow-up. Denise Turner-Roth is the GSA administrator.
What we were looking at primarily was around process, both in terms of what the organization was submitting in terms of review, as well as the time in between, sort of downtime within the process itself. So we're still getting and looking at the same information, but we are taking out any duplicative steps or have looked for really process reengineering to be able to target getting entities through the process faster.
Vendors in the past have said that it takes too long to make changes to their contracts. That's typically taken about 10 to 15 days. Now, Roth says it should take 1 to 2 business days. Vendors who wanted to get on Schedule 70 typically had to meet a 2-year professional experience requirement. GSA looked at 2 years worth of financial statements and other information during the offer process. Now, GSA has an alternative. It's targeting specifically to new startups who might not have 2 years of financial statements or even 2 years behind them as a company to begin with. Roth says GSA will now consider other information when they evaluate a new company's offer. The agency will start looking at what kinds of experience the executives involved in the project have already had and the product itself that the company wants to develop.
For example, you may have a senior executive who's worked with another firm in this industry and has spun off and started another entity. We also look at some of our younger or emerging companies that have new technologies that have not been in the marketplace for 2 years, but again, they have other experience as well as financial health information that we can evaluate and other more technical aspects as well.
New startups can submit financial information instead of 2 years of specific financial statements now as part of their offers. Simpler guides and information should also make the Schedule 70 process go more quickly. GSA is introducing the Plain Language Roadmap. It describes the path vendors can take to navigate the Schedule 70 process. It breaks down that process into 3 steps: preparing the offer, assembling the offer, and then finalizing it. The forecast tool lets companies look at the preliminary details for upcoming contracts. The tool lists contracts with an estimated award date, the contracting agency, and a rough range for the contract's value. It also lets users search by agency, location, contract category, and North American Industry Classification System code numbers. Roth acknowledged it's often risky to do business with a young startup, especially when that company has little experience in the federal procurement process.
What we did in thinking about this was to really work backwards and ask ourselves, what is the intention behind the 2-year requirement? And to your point, very much wanted to ensure that we are not in any way undermining the quality of the vendors that we have on schedule, as well as the expectation of the vendors and their performance. So we asked ourselves the question, what is the 2-year requirement meant to recognize? And what it, and the answer to that is the performance ability of those who are leading this project or this entity or this company. And so we still want to ensure that we have a rigorous and high standard of expectation of the ability for any given entity to deliver. But again, recognizing that the marketplace is changing and that we have new emerging technologies that are coming on play, and that we want to be able to not block those entities out from doing business with us as well. But make no mistake, our customers come and choose the schedule because of its quality. And if any way we undermine that, then we would hurt ourselves. And so we're not doing that.
A lot of these changes to IT Schedule 70 stem from the feedback GSA has gotten from industry and customer agencies. Here's Roth.
The health and the performance of our schedules is directly related to our customers choosing to come to our schedules. And so what we want to ensure and need to ensure that is that we have a variety of vendors who are able to deliver and bring all spectrum of technology for our customers' use. So from our perspective, this is directly in response to either customer feedback as well as industry feedback of customers saying that, how do we ensure that companies that we're seeing in the marketplace are going through the schedule vetting process, and how can you make that happen? And also in a faster way, I would also point in particular to the fact that this is IT Schedule 70 that we're focused on. So there's a number of areas that come into play.
IT Schedule 70 is the largest of GSA's multiple award schedules. The agency's schedules in total brought in more than $33 billion in fiscal 2015. Roger Waldron is the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He says streamlining the offer process and adding more flexibilities to the two-year professional experience requirement will bring more competition to the marketplace. That means more companies will see the benefits of using Schedule 70, and they'll start bringing the new, latest technologies to government. He says these initiatives are a good start. But GSA should reconsider its pricing policies and the price reduction clause. Waldron says those policies limit companies' opportunities to offer the same technology they sell in the commercial space and bring them to the federal space. GSA isn't the only one trying to appeal to the startup community. Both the Defense Department and the Homeland Security Department have started pilots with companies in Silicon Valley. They're both trying to be more flexible and take on some unconventional procurement techniques as an incentive. They're trying to explain to new startups that the federal procurement process doesn't always have to be long and tedious, and the innovations they can bring to the private sector could have a big impact in the public sector, too. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.